Happy Friday, June the 29th, 2018. Grow Great, Small Business Daily Brief. Let's talk about leveraging the influence of every customer. Much of my career was spent in the world of retailing where transactions are a valued metric, but I was never transactional. I wasn't transactional philosophically. I wasn't transactional practically. That is, I would measure the average sale, the average number of items per sale, a whole lot of other things, but my focus was always on the individual customer or the shopper. Lifetime value of a customer, of course, was always a strong consideration, as well as customer acquisition cost. And point of sale technology gives us great data in real time, but running your small to medium-sized business with a transactional philosophy is a mistake I don't want you to make. Business is not just math, it's people. The people who work inside the business serving the people who buy from the company. Now, there's some math that we need to consider. How many employees do you have? How many customers do you have? How many prospects do you have? Every encounter, every touch point involves at least two people or more. And people talk, or they write, or they podcast or create videos. Word of mouth used to be it kind of its own thing. No more. It's just how life works now. For over 30 years, I have loved what Jeffrey Gittimer has always said about it. Your customers can say one of three things about you, something good, nothing, or something bad. And it's up to you to decide what that's going to be. And he's completely right. Focus on the lifetime influence of a customer. Various thoughts have been expressed on customer loyalty. It was once thought that you take a person from being a shopper or a prospect to a customer, that is a person who makes a single purchase, maybe even a one-time buyer. Then you work to make them a client, somebody who purchases from you again. Then you work to create a loyal client, somebody who will continue to buy from you. Then you work to create loyal clients who are advocates, people who would repeatedly buy from you, but they'll also extol your praises to everybody else. Well, that's been thrown out of the window. It's just not how the world works. Your prospects have influence. People don't even have to buy from you in order to become a fan, even an advocate. Let me give you an example. Years ago, I had a business acquaintance who would annually give me a box of 12 individually wrapped, big, oversized, iced sugar cookies. I never knew where he got them, but I look forward every year to getting these things. They were made by Granny Bees. I'm going to put a link in today's show note to Granny Bees. They were soft. Oh, they were delicious. I've never purchased them because you can't find them online. They don't ship, at least not directly from their website. They say they have over 50 distributors, but I'm not in the food service business, so I have no idea how to find these things. And yes, I've Googled it more than once, but I have told more people about Granny Bees sugar cookies than I can count. And now I just told you. Granny Bees has never collected a single dollar from me. I'm not a customer, but I'm an advocate. Will you buy from Granny Bees now that I've told you about them? Well, I don't know. You might if you live near Orem, Utah, where they're located. That's how this works. There's only one way to leverage the influence of every customer. Or even prospects. Dazzle people. Be remarkable. Granny Bees has a great product. It's a great sugar cookie. You've got to deliver great products and services. You've got to provide an extraordinary experience for prospects, shoppers, and customers every single time. No exceptions. That means you have to create systems and processes that will enable your company to deliver predictably awesome experiences 100% of the time. Now, are you going to hit your mark 100% of the time? No, you're going to screw up. Somebody in your company is going to drop the ball. The question is, how will you recover? To positively leverage the influence of every customer, you have got to recover with speed and grace. Just consider your favorite drive-through food, fast food place. You expect that order to be right 100% of the time. And you know what? Mostly it is, because these companies have got it. They got it down. Occasionally, they get it wrong. What do you do? Well, you can not check it until you pulled away and just live with it. You can gripe about it to anybody that'll listen. Or you can tell them you got this wrong, and you know what they're going to do. They're going to fix it. Even if you took the time to go back in or to pull back around through the drive-thru, they're going to fix it. I love the occasional customer problem because the opportunity to recover is the surest way I know to create the most loyal advocates of a business. If you dazzle a customer with a problem, they will love you forever, and they will tell as many people as possible. And it's not that hard to do. It just requires your commitment and willingness to do it. Recovery is an incredible business opportunity that too few people take advantage of. And I don't get it. I don't know why. Doing the right thing and doing it quickly isn't that tough. It's not that difficult once you make up your mind that that's how you're going to run things. I'm challenging you today to do that. And then watch the positive reaction of the customer and your employees. And then gauge how well you feel about it yourself. When you make the experience remarkable for the customer in a recovery, and preferably before, you make it remarkable for yourself and for everybody who works for you. Oh, and the stories that you can tell and the stories that they will tell. Positive influence has insane power. Look around. The world is filled with awful service. Terrible customer experiences are a norm. I mean, they're as normal as big city traffic. Mostly, we lament how companies don't care. Now, I'm a longtime DirecTV customer, and I hate them with a passion. I hate their billing practices, inching up your bill, forcing you to call them every 6 months or so to negotiate it back down. I hate their customer service rigmarole. It's just daunting. I'll figure out an alternative eventually. I just have to make it a priority. And when I do, I will leave DirecTV. In the meantime, I'm a customer, and I have paid them more money than I care to calculate. But you just heard me throw them under the bus to you. And I'm a customer. I am not an advocate. A sugar cookie that I don't buy. A TV content provider that I've been buying for years. The first, I love them. The other, I hate them. And so it goes. Figure out which one you would rather be. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'll see you tomorrow, and we'll wrap up the week.